Hey there, and welcome back to another deep dive.
Great to be here.
Today we're getting into something pretty fundamental, sleep. And specifically, we're looking at organic mattresses.
That's right.
If you've ever, you know, found yourself tossing and turning, maybe waking up too hot, or even just wondering what exactly is in your mattress, well, this chat should be helpful.
Absolutely. We've been digging into a really useful article from Mattress Advisory, and it points out some really interesting organic options.
Right.
These aren't your standard synthetic mattresses. We're talking natural materials, organic cotton, wool, natural latex.
Yeah.
Stuff that can make a real difference.
Fewer worries about chemicals, maybe cooler sleep.
Exactly that. Less worry about what you're breathing in or sleeping next to all night.
And just a heads up for you listening, we've actually got a link in the description that could get you an exclusive discount on these very mattresses we're about to discuss.
Definitely worth checking out.
So our mission today is pretty straightforward. Take these top-rated organic beds from the article, break down their features, and, you know, help you figure out which one might actually be right for you.
Yeah, the Mattress Advisory article did a good job picking five key ones, each highlighted for a particular strength. It's a great way to frame the decision.
Okay, let's dive in then. First up, Mattress Advisory named this the best organic mattress overall. The Birch Natural Mattress.
Oh, yes, the Birch.
It's a hybrid, using 100% all-natural and organic birch wool. Now, when we say hybrid mattress, what does that actually mean in practice?
Good question. Basically, a hybrid combines different types of support. So with the birch, you've got natural latex, which give you that bounce and pressure relief.
Okay.
And then you have a layer of individually wrapped coils underneath. Those provide the main support structure and also help with airflow, keeping things cool.
And the wool and cotton?
Right, the birch wool and the organic cotton cover. Those are more for comfort, breathability, and that natural feel on top. It's kind of the best of both worlds, really.
Gotcha. And the article describes the birch as having firm support. They rate it a 6.5 out of 10 firmness. Sounds like that could hit a sweet spot for many.
It often does. They recommend it for backside and even stomach sleepers, which is pretty versatile. And they specifically mention good pain relief for hips and shoulders.
How do the materials help with that and with sleeping hot?
Well, that birch wool is interesting. It has this natural crimp to the fibers, almost like tiny springs.
Oh, okay.
It creates little air pockets, so heat doesn't get trapped easily.
Sure.
It's a big part of why it's great for hot sleepers. And the latex plus those coils, really good at stopping motion transfer.
The partner disturbance factor. That's huge for some people.
Definitely. If someone moves on one side, you're less likely to feel it bouncing you around.
Now, the article did flag a couple of things, maybe a bit too firm for really lightweight people or those who only sleep on their side.
That can happen, yeah. If you're very light or strictly a side sleeper, you might want something with a bit more plushness, more give, to avoid pressure on your shoulder and hip.
And price-wise.
It's generally in the more premium category, so if you're aiming for under, say, $1,000, this one probably isn't going to fit that budget.
Okay, good to know. Let's move to the next one, which Mattress Advisory called Best Organic Mattress for Side Sleepers, the Nola Natural 11U.
Right, the Nola Natural.
Another latex hybrid. Sounds like the focus here is really on cradling those pressure points and keeping cool.
Precisely. The star here is the Talay latex they use.
Mm-hmm.
It's processed in a way that makes it, well, generally more airy and consistent than Dunlop latex, which is another common type.
More airy.
Yeah, think of like a really even sponge structure. It gives it this lovely, responsive, pressure-relieving feel without feeling dense. Perfect for side sleepers needing cushioning around shoulders and hips.
And they pair that with organic cotton and wool, too?
Yep. Breathable organic cotton cover, organic wool layer for extra comfort and temperature regulation. It's really geared towards that side sleeper comfort.
The article mentions exceptional cooling and superior pressure relief, thanks to that Talay latex, and something called an HD Max Tri-Zone coil system. So those coils are doing something specific too.
They are. Tri-Zone just means the coils aren't all the same firmness across the mattress. They'll typically have firmer coils under your midsection, where you need more support, and maybe slightly softer ones under the shoulders. It helps keep your spine aligned.
Makes sense. And motion isolation.
Excellent on this one too, according to the review. It's rated a bit softer than the Birch. A 6 out of 10 firmness. So great for side and back sleepers mostly.
But maybe not the top pick if you're a dedicated stomach sleeper.
Probably not firm enough, no. Stomach sleepers usually need that firmer surface to keep their hips from sinking down too far, which can strain the back.
And budget-wise, still in the higher range.
Generally, yes. And one thing to note from the article, if you decide to return it during the trial period, there's a $99 processing fee.
Okay, important detail. All right, next. Best organic mattress for back sleepers, the Lisa Natural Hybrid Mattress.
The Lisa Natural, yes.
They call this a luxury hybrid, highlighting zone support again and also breathability. That zone support sounds crucial for back sleepers.
It really is. For back sleepers, the main goal is keeping that natural spinal curve supported. Zone support does this by varying the firmness across the mattress surface.
So firmer where you need it, softer elsewhere.
Exactly. Like maybe more support under the lumbar area,
yeah.
Gentler support for shoulders. The Lisa uses strategically placed latex and coils to achieve this. Plus, they mention airflow foam, specifically designed for extra cooling.
And it has that New Zealand wool top layer too. Sounds quite plush.
Yeah, the organic cotton quilted cover with New Zealand wool adds that touch of luxury and helps with temperature. It aims for that balance of targeted support and comfort.
It's also rated a 6 out of 10 medium firm, so potentially good for a mix of sleepers.
It can be, yes. That medium firm level often works well. But the article does caution that heavier individuals might find it sinks a bit too much.
Right.
And strict stomach sleepers, again, might need something firmer overall. Also worth noting the return policy, free returns generally, but a $100 fee if you're in Alaska or Hawaii.
Good distinctions. Okay, let's talk pain relief. Mattress Advisory picked the Bear Natural as best organic mattress for back pain.
The Bear Natural, another latex hybrid.
But the focus seems squarely on that supportive zoned coil system and also layers that reduce motion. How does it target back pain specifically?
The key seems to be how those zoned coils are implemented. They're likely engineered to provide enhanced support right in the lumbar region, which is a common pain point.
Okay.
And the 100% natural latex provides that responsive support without too much sinkage, helping maintain spinal alignment. They also make a point about using sustainably sourced materials.
Which is a nice bonus for many people.
Definitely.
It's also rated medium firm, a 6 out of 10. So it sounds like it aims to help with back pain while still suiting a range of sleepers, backside, and stomach.
That seems to be the goal, yes. Offer that targeted support within a generally agreeable firmness. However, a couple of points from the article.
Go on.
First, natural latex can be an allergen for a small number of people, so that's something to be aware of.
Sure.
And second, this one was noted as being potentially one of the more expensive options, maybe over $2,000 for a queen size.
Okay, so definitely an investment. Right, last one on the list, the best value organic mattress. The EcoSleep Lux.
The EcoSleep Lux.
Yeah.
Trying to hit that sweet spot.
Yeah, balancing quality organic materials. They mentioned organic cashmere, wool, latex with a more accessible price point.
Exactly. It features an organic cotton Eurotop cover, which gives it a bit of extra plushness on the surface.
Mm-hmm.
And then underneath, a pretty substantial 8-inch layer of zoned coils for support. They're using natural latex, organic wool, even a bit of organic cashmere, aiming for that eco-friendly comfort and cooling without the absolute top-tier price tag.
Zone coils here, too, for pressure relief.
Yes. Zone support is still a feature, aiming for good pressure relief. It comes in around a 6.5 out of 10 firmness, so medium firm again, best suited for side and back sleepers, according to the article.
So getting many of the organic benefits, but maybe some trade-offs compared to the premium ones, what did the article suggest?
Well, potentially a bit too soft for strict stomach sleepers or heavier folks needing maximum support.
Okay.
And also, if you really love that deep, slow sinking feeling you get from traditional memory foam, this mattress with its bouncier latex feel might not quite replicate that sensation.
Right, different feel entirely.
And like the NOLA, it has that $99 processing fee for returns mentioned.
Got it. Okay, wow, that's a lot of information, but really helpful breakdown. So, just to quickly recap what Mattress Advisory highlights.
Oh, let's summarize.
The Birch Natural was their best overall. Great balance of support and cooling. The NOLA Natural 11 Euro picked for side sleepers, thanks to that pressure-relieving Talalay latex. Lisa Natural Hybrid for back sleepers with its zone support. The Bear Natural specifically targeting back pain.
Right.
And the EcoSleep Lux as the best value option, balancing organic features and price.
That covers the highlights from the article pretty well.
Yeah.
They're all strong contenders in the organic space, just catering to slightly different needs and preferences.
Absolutely. And choosing a mattress is so personal, isn't it?
Totally. What feels perfect for one person might not work for another. Things like your weight, your main sleeping position, whether you sleep hot, if you have pain, it all factors in.
Our goal here was really just to lay out the key points from the Mattress Advisory article in a clear way, hopefully making the choices feel a little less overwhelming.
And maybe as we talked through them, something resonated with you personally. Did the idea of the Birch's cooling wool sound good? Mm-hmm. Or the Nola's side sleeper focus? Thinking about your own priorities is key.
Definitely. And hey, one last reminder, if any of these did catch your interest, don't forget to check out those links in the description for potential exclusive discounts.
Worth a look, for sure.
Well, thanks so much for joining us on this deep dive into the world of organic mattresses.
Hope it was helpful.
We hope you sleep soundly tonight.